Looking at the Pshat in Sivkot and Beis. Okay, so the Pshat deals with two issues over here. One is that we're going to give a distinct, separate din to the din of Tzir et Tuchaymitz, that the Zman of Kavish is not 24 hours, it's much less. So Zat Hashach, Das Mechamer Karosh, Lachal Ben Tzir. Because in fact that it has the strength, the power of Meliach to it, and we know that the Meliach is Kiriseach, so Melicha adds an element of heat to it. So we're going to say that it but you're not just using straight Melicha, you're using it in the oven of Kavish. So we create this hybrid that the time it takes is the time of a theoretical bishul. Then that's what the Rosh says. Comes the Beis Yosef, the Hishra Din of Chaimitz, the Tzir, and the Shulchan Aruch then equates Chaimitz, which doesn't have a Meliach Kiriseach concept, and says that it's like Tzir. Through the kvisha of that, it answers Bekula. Okay, so the Beis Yosef adds in, and the Shulchan Aruch adds in, Chaimitz is the same as Tzir. Retema, they're Rosh Atzmai, because of Perik, Beferish, Perik Basra, Davar Sukhavim, Daf, Chaimitz, Bin, and Yerim Sholem, Beis Yosef, Beresh, Simon Zeh. So what's the pshat? Alavada, Lodomi, Chaimitz, and Tzir, the Tzir, Shano, Oysim, Bishir, Kach, Amelach, Shiesh, Boy, Dai, Bishir, Kish, and Olo, Eish, Riosiach, Shin, Malik, Rekir, Seach. So you're doing a case of a Kavisha, which has the power of Eish. So it's like you're heating it up. So that's why, because it has the Milo, Malik, Rekir, Seach. So therefore, it's like you're cooking it with fire. Great. So, till then, it's like you're roasting it. It's roasting it out. It's kaneklipa, kanetila. Once it's enough time to say that the heat could actually cook it, so that's like you're cooking it. So then, there's kvisha, which is oyser bekuloi. I get it. We don't find mechaymitz that has the ma'ala b'liach kriya kriyaseach. So it's regular cold kvisha. So it needs 24 hours. We got Machaber Gubi calls the Beis Simon Kuptal, the Fichachim Nafal, the Shecher, or the Chemitz, Betzonen. We hear a Sira Sholem. Imloy Sholem, Besechem, Yeslais, his mutter. So if the Sheretz fell in and you removed it, so it wasn't there for Yeslais, it's mutter. Okay, so you see that that he's saying the Gabi Chaimitz, the shear of Kvisha is Meis Leis. Shubisim is Hebrew Shevis Yehuda, Hebi Bichubis Beis Yosef, she's not so devoid of Shebi Beis Yosef, the might of the Chaimitz Sarach Meis Leis. The Rosh Shabbat Shulchan Aruch can doichikli Yashiv can. Fine. I'm not sure exactly what he answers, but whatever it is, the shach that doesn't work over here. Gamabach pasuk the bechaimitz having kavish miyad glimitzir. Because it's a rush murder lizet. Velesik okid perashti. Gamaterzov kasuk losh on the mechaber can misimin kuf dalid velachali velamargish. So the levush follows the Lashon Mechaber over here, the Lashon Mechaber over there in Kuf Dalet, and there's a stira, and he didn't notice that there's a stira. Kamadrisha Hesi Dasa Rosh, Dasa Cheresh, Shein and Lucherna, Yisharot Tzal Yashiv. So the Rosh says Behedya that Chaimetz needs 24 hours. It's almost something else. Yisharot Tzal Yashiv Masakosu because my name is Perik Tezvav B'Shem Harosh. So the problem with that is it sounds like there's no dinner of kavash kumavushal by any other liquid. So he answers by saying that the kavash kumavushal, which happens in a short period of time, is only by these things, whereas everything else needs 24 hours. Okay, so thereby saying that the Rosh agrees that Chaimetz, it happens, if that's how you're answering it, it means Chaimetz is the same din as Seir. Zat the Shach, Vein Zat Sarach Yishim, Shebil Tisabach, Shagas, Ramanis, Lakibna La Rosh Zeh, Rak, Kibna La Rosh Acher, Kigan Harosh Mipliza, Ayarosh Milunil. There are other people with the name of Reish Aleph Shin. Okay. So the Rosh, which says explicitly it's Sharmashkim, and the Beis Yosef in Kuftal, which says it's like Sharmashkim, that's the mice, so that's the correct din. Rechain, Masha Das and Mordechai, Beish Per Beis Debeya, Pazim Hashal, Beis Hethar Shalom, Beis Per Gidon Nosha, Per Kol Abosar, Beis Abosar Seb Hetzer, the Bechem Yisrael Abi Kovash, Elam Yisrael Eis, Ayin Shom. Chain Kosa, Beshe Per Api Rabbi, Daf Lam Zayin Rab Beis, Daf Lam Zalim Rab Beis. Okay, so that's what comes out in the Moskona, and that's what we pass in.
The difference is if there's salt?
So if it be salty, so depending if it's salty enough that it's like a brine, so then it's here.
Like a sauce, or a barbecue sauce that you soak in. That's like, it's here, like salt.
I don't think it's like here. No, I mean salty means
salt in the ingredient.
Yeah, salty means like a brine. So we'll see later on. We get to Melech Kiroseach how salty is called salty, but it means it's if the salty is salty enough that it's able to do a process of grinding it, so then it's called Melech.
The kosher is less than 24 hours, meaning the
same as bishul, like 18 minutes. Right, 18 minutes. Yeah, right. Okay. Point number one. Point number two. So you have milk which is not salty, so tofel means it's not salty, which sat for 24 hours in a clean keli of basar, which was bas yamo. A certain filibidi avit. So since it's 24 hours, kavash kumavushul. So now the milk has absorbed from the meat. The meat in the kli has absorbed from the milk, and it's possible to call it. Within the shar hetter shashori b'kli shal yisur ben yamai. So if the issur is a klishal issur, any other type that's not basar and cholov, but a klishal issur, and you put heter in it 24 hours. If the kli was a ben yama when he started, everything is okay, everything is becomes osur. Hitting the sefer api rabbi daftan dalam beis v'tema kima lo nasa kovish al acher meis leis can acher meis leis listen ham lefkam. So by the time it becomes nice and tam, the tam is pogum. So why is it us? Regam mechal la megimel soif din gimel kosev im shabay afilu posher sheni yatzalas. But if the temperature was just posher, it is lukewarm. When nas is bas yam mechal, the Michael Sarnin Shabbat ain't mashri tam habluah b'dayfnei akli the shvach. Alva gav the shabbi isra on oisim sharper b'chei gav ni mishom ei sleis b'chli ben yon mishal isra kiseel b'tshuva kavush b'chom okim tam pagamu. So he addresses the question, he acknowledges the problem. He said it's not true. He doesn't say why. Because once it's covered, it's already pogum. There's a sheet of Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam holds that Tvisha is 3 days. So I can be mitzaref over here. First of all, the kara, it's already pogum when it goes in if it's 1 day. Second of all, it wasn't 3 days. Amazing, that's not kavush b'chlal. Third of all, could be pegam is not even after 24 hours. Pegam is belayla. You hold the linus layla is pegamus. So for sure, it's pogum already before it gets to this amount of the bliya. Don't tell me you're teretz. That, like the Magen Avraham says, that the moment of the bliya is exactly the end of 24 hours. The moment of pegima is the second afterwards. Well, that's very nice, but we hold like Rashi that linus layla is pegamus. So you sure don't have that answer. Because Lena's line, it's ready pogum in the morning before the 24 hours are up. So that's not an answer. So, what? Shittas Rashi, we are Mitzaref. You'll see at the end of the Kuf Gimel, we'll see that we're actually Mitzaref in certain cases, that maybe it's pogum ready by Lena's Lila.
That's
playing
on a los.
It's on a los, yeah.
So if tomorrow's a los, the day is a minute later, and you start the Talmudis at today's a minute after.
So is Rashi ever a chumra, you mean? As opposed to a kula?
I'm saying then it wouldn't be a tziruf in this case, because it wouldn't be pogum. Even if it's not a chumra, but it wouldn't be a kula.
You're right. A lot of cases it wouldn't be, but in most cases it will be. Because most cases you're not necessarily cooking starting your kvisha exactly by alois. You're starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. So your argument is, the Magen Avraham's teretz is that the moment of the bli kavush kavushal is exactly by 24 hours, and the begima is after 24 hours. That's very good if you learn that pogum is only after 24 hours. You learn begima is ready linus lilas begemas. So the begima is at 6 o'clock in the morning, and 24 hours are not up until 10 o'clock in the morning. So the time you get there, it's ready pogum.
Are we just trying to find one case that Nageh the Allah? You have to find the normal case.
No, he's saying halacha lemaisa. He's arguing halacha lemaisa that this din is not true. He's not looking for a case that it is true. He's saying halacha lemaisa that's not true. And he's been mitzar of three arguments. He says, first of all, it's pogum, and second of all, it could be it's not called kavush b'chlal, and third of all, it could be it's pogum for sure, or even earlier. So halacha lemaisa, he holds a case where when you are shara a dvar yisur in a dvar heter and a klishal isser, it doesn't get a dinner isser because the time is pogum. Right. Yeah.
He's not saying, he's right.
Fine.
We say that he has to say what he can't say. So that's the same thing.
Um,
Rashi learns that the takana has two phases. That you have to, a shliach l'milocha has to be there b'shas peisa. One shliach has to be b'shas.
Fine. Right there. Publish your Zeb. It only has to click people. Can we write one of the Zeb? We'll have a commission publish your Zeb. Could it cost the name of that commercial? Mio is at the Shach, but we have to cash from a different point. We're saying it's Meliach Kiriseach, so that's just going to keep it. But now, Meliach Kiriseach, and by Dabar Shomain, Asa is Kuloi. According to the Ramah, it's always Dabar Shomain. And Meliach Kiriseach, Meliach Kiriseach, Havi Miyad, Lesser Kuloi, Kibosh Kosm, Teres Kathas, Kav, Lov, Dintes, Yusuf Simenayan, Bahagot. Okay, so then, so the Ramah agrees that this din, Makar, this din is never relevant. No, that's not true. When is it relevant? So according to Makar, it's relevant in any case where the item, as far as we know, is Kachush. He holds that we are knowledgeable enough to differentiate to the something which is Kachush, something which is Shomei. According to the Ramah, we say we don't know there's a Kachush and a Shomei. So practically, it's going to be also right away, Alts Maliach Kiriseach, which happens right away, it's going to ask the Bekuloi. So no, they're not feeling like this. Even according to the Ramah, the Hecha, the Shanishra, Betzir, Shal Heter, Issa, the Rabbanan. Okay, you were sure, and Issa, the Rabbanan, in something of Heter. The Tzir, Shal Heter. So by Isurim Drabonon, we say that we are mafkim between a kachush and a shomei. So with something which I believe is a kachush, so alts maliach kiriseach only alts a kerek lipa. Else, if once it sits for 18 minutes, it'll last to be cooler. So, by case of Issa Drabonon, that would be an afkamina. This thing. Fine. Okay. Then in Sif Dalad, he says, so the Rabbah says, Ayin Le'el, Simon Ayin, Medin Basa Shanofel, it's here. So I was nice enough to get that for you. Malicha takes out dam. Putting something into tzir is, which has dam in it, is mavliya dam. Is there any way to get that dam out? So normally, as I would say, by Bishul, we say that it doesn't. So what about a case of basa which wasn't nimlach yet? So does the fact that it went into the tzir make it the malicha won't work on its own dam? So the Ramah brings a sheet which says that's not true, it doesn't affect it. And not only that, once you're saying that the basa shaloi nimlach, which was not full of tzir, you can be malechet afterwards because the dam which is there naturally will come out through malicha even afterwards. Not only that, it'll also take out the dam which was nivla yaday the tzir. He says, as long as it wasn't kubbish in the tzir for 24 hours. Yom Sholem. Means partially saying once it's kubbish, Yom Sholem, and there's no kubbish kamavushal, so then you got this problem that once you quote unquote bake it in, right, you boil it in, and then you can't take it out even like it in Malicha. The cold one's not 24 hours, it's not a problem. So the Shachar just says, one second, it's a case of seer. You tell me 24 hours. I have later on in Kufay, it says that the shear for Kavash Kimavushal by seer is Kesh Eitan Alor V'Yosiach. The Ramah doesn't say anything. He's not. He's shaysik to the sheet of the Mechaber and the Rosh. Now there are Rishonim who argue. So you want to tell me that you found the sheet over here of the Ben of Shimshon, which that holds that tzir is not different. Fine, I don't have a problem with that. But then why did you say anything in Siman Kufei? Right.
I mean, the cash is from the wood is kept as own. Think about the case itself. They correlate that.
She said, "Yes, Shlomi, the lakamer hasam d'havi kimavushal el the sharmili. Avololin yin baster d'yehei kimavushal mamish loyetsach akach ayirei malicha. That which you say that baster, which is cooked, dam can't come out afterwards because you like cooked it in, you can't get it out. The din of that kavush kimavushal. So kavush kimavushal could do that, but not the extra chumra of tzir in the short period of time." And that's what the Rav means. The Shom Adivrei Mechaber Vayin Leil Siman Kuayin Midin Baster Shenafel Letzir. Okay, so that's what the Ramah was saying. That even though I agree with you, that's the point of this Ramah. Even though I agree with you that the Gabi other dinim, I'm going to say that it absorbs Isser. I get a tear in a period of time of 18 minutes. The Gabi this Chumrah that Dam can't come out afterwards. That might we don't take it. That's the Kavanah of the Ramah in these words. V'doifik. Okay. One teretz. V'od yesh lemar. So hacham al karam mar beklim and lukav. The case earlier there was a klim and lukav. The ibein the tzir makam lazuv. Still in the Rav, lo mahani adalcha malicha sheinis kamosha kosim ksaf misikat mem. So there is no thing to do malicha afterwards, like I said before. So the case of Rashi, it wasn't the case where the tzir was gathering. I mean, there's a certain amount of moisture on the bottom, but that's it's a maklim and lukav, which allows it to run out. So the intensity of the tzir is weakened by the fact it's not gathering together. Ten nira the hacha harosh moed lavi kabbish alav v'yam sholem. The harosh koy a klim shenam and lukav, but a klim and lukav. So I don't know how to explain to you in the world of the physical reality what exactly the chiluk is exactly, but he's, you know, it's as much as there's fear there, it's sitting in tzir. No, but since it's manuka, but it can go out, it doesn't have it. So the tzir says, you know, am I there's a lot of other tzir around me, okay, now I'll be very strong. There's not, I won't be so strong. And Ramana said, what's the case? Is it sitting in the tzir or not? It's not sitting in the tzir, okay, fine. So then even after day, it's not kovish. No, it's sitting in tzir. But since there's room for the tzir to leave, it seems to hold it in, like you have a hevel akadera, such a concept, like a hevel akadera, there's hevel hatzir concept. So that seems to be the chiluk that he says. I mean, it's a documented chiluk. It's not like that is true that hevel malicha, we make that nafkamino. So I don't know how to be masbit to you.
The other day we said that meat sitting in dam for 72 hours, that's meat in kvish also? Or that's a different thing?
No, we said meat which sits by itself for 72 hours.
That wasn't it has its own down. Wasn't
there? Yeah, it wasn't. But it's not sitting in anything. Congeals, the dam gets baked in, the dam gets very comfortable where it is.
Does anything to do with the city of Pisha?
No. So then he says, Ayin Sim Samates, Sif Yaches, and that's talking Losh al Machaber. That kli shenim lach kli shenim anuke v'shav bay kashir shitnu mayim aleish yeschil yaseir komash shemena b'tzir also achloi. I feel it's li chel chatira shechut tzir and also shemena elakadei klipa. Even in the case of shuman, etc. Because shuman doesn't affect by dam because mishuk shorik. Somebody asked me on mishuk shorik. B'shav shemah kol chadei feel mash shechut tzir. Okay. Filo Shah Shemalika, which is longer, Achinir and Sir Bakli until Sir starts developing, Machin Nogan. And also Rak, Isakatika, fine. So the Machaber gives the Tsir in a case that it's a Klishan and Manukav. So there, now, it could be saying it's just practically, right? But the Maishi gives it in that context of a Klishan and Manukav. That's where it has that strength to do that. So he says there's a chilek like the mocker is dachuk kimishen kli nukiv, and that forces that creates a greater effect on the items which are there than a case of the kli. It's a kli zemanukiv. It has room for things to move. Okay. Sif beis. So Kavush Kavushal is behind us. Sif beis is klibishin, klisheni, iri klibishin. Right. So we've seen the sifra before. Now let's learn it better. Chaim shel klibishin shayatzel edus boy mevashel. So klibishin, which is the yatzel edus boy, is oyster bekulay. Number one is not mavashal. Good. V'yasharim shagam ken enu maflit v'lo mavliya. It's not only is it not mavashal, it's not maflit and mavliya. V'yasharim v'kamalkim hu maflit mavliya v'yasharim k'nei klipa v'yalachar shlizar l'damar l'chadkila. But Yabin is mutter beloy klipa who hadacha ba'al masagi. So Mechaber says the chadkili should be machmer that it's maflit and mavliya and k'nei klipa. Unless the Kelim will say it's not maflit and mavliya, it's maflit or mavliya, but it doesn't do both. Kachon, because that's telling the kach abishal. The maflit mavliya kachon. If it can't be maflit, it can't be maflit kachon. But so one sheet says it doesn't do anything at all. It's not maflit. It's not mavliya. It's not mavashal. It's nothing. One says no, it can be maflit mavliya. So the kila, you should be machmir and b'diavad. It's going to be mutter. Then I lay out Simon Samaches, Sadi Bez, and Sadi Hay, this Baradine, Kli, Shani, Iri. Fine. How hot is that Saletis bow? So the Piskei Teshuva in Zion says, "I'm saying for sure, be kedusha of the chulin daf kufkimel shekasa of the kibun danan lo bikinin b'shir shekresa shatidak nichva." So the point of the shir of that Chazal gave is kresa shatidak nichva because people's hands become more calloused, less calloused. So yatzaletus bo is going to be a very subjective amount, but that's not correct. In general, the delicate skin of a child, that's until the body develops, everybody comes out the same in that level. So that's the Sheikh Chazal gave. But the problem is, how you translate that into Lamaisa is not when Alam Loibikian. You have to feel confident it doesn't have the level of heat. I feel a bit abundant, Sarah Kakir al Zeb. Even at the abundance, you should try and figure out, you have to figure out some type of a time. But the loy kaminig oilam, the sharb is man, she after lahaksik by a yad, machmas kaim, bikriyat salat is way below zulus to less. But measuring it, well, how long can you keep your hand in there? It's a raya, it's not yad salat is bow. You know what the rice is, for sure he doesn't want to rely on that. So the lady comes to you, she was washing the dishes, and she mixed up the milk and the plastics, and there was Ba'an, and there was Iri, and it's Mechub, still Mechub back to the Eish, according to Chazanish, it's like Kirishan, you know, right? So, well, were you wearing gloves? No, I wasn't wearing gloves, right? So did you have your hands in there for a long period of time? Yes, I did. So it's not Yatzalat's bow, right? So the Piskei Tshuva is not a fan of that. What? Right. No, she wasn't going to the residence room. Right. Right. My Semitic poskim is to ask that question, because the assumption is even the people which are not so sensitive, there's a point in time where you're keeping them there for a very long period of time. The fact that you don't respond to it immediately, that's not a raya. The fact that you can keep you in there for a long period of time, we assume that usually the temperature is not that hot. Where do you draw that? It's an imprecise measure. Okay. Because we don't hold this Piskei Tshuva. But they're saying, even though we don't hold the Piskei Tshuva, we do rely on it. We do agree with the Piskei Tshuva that the fact that I can keep my hand there for a few seconds doesn't prove anything. Yatzalatis, well, theoretically means that you would have a reflex reaction. So we don't rely on that, because some people are less sensitive, hands are less sensitive. But the fact that you can keep it there for a long period of time, that is considered the determinative. Good word. Yeah, okay. Teach you guys some English. Before we get involved in the Shach and the Taz, so the Makara clearly says that there's a loch of Yatzeletis book. We mentioned that the Yerushalmi seems to have a din by Kirishan, even if it's not Yatzeletis book, that were Choshish Luchumra. Right, so the Taz. So the Marshal is kosher for that sheet. And the Shach, towards the end of Sif Kaptan Hay, mentions it. He says it's not Pshat Yerushalmi. It's not what Yerushalmi means. Right. So. And the Maisa, a lot of the poskim disagree with the Shach's dichui on the Pshat Yerushalmi. They agree with the Mashal that Yerushalmi is saying such a chumrah. The question is, do we accept that Lamaisa, this chumrah? Like Klirishan, so the Machaber clearly is not accepting it. He's saying even my Klirishan, it's the only problem with the Yatzalatis book. Well, the problem is the Yerushalmi, seemed to say it was Harchaka Osu, the Tribishan. The Yerushalmi is not arguing in the Kayach of Bishul. In Musa, Harchaka Asu. So Harchaka Asu shouldn't be different between the two. And the Yerushalmi actually was, if I recall correctly, was talking about Hilchos Shabbos. No. The Yerushalmi is talking about Hilchos Meiser. Because one of the things which is Kevela Meiser is Bishul. So when something reaches the process of when you process the grain, etc., you do all the steps, you still have to eat, until it's Nikra Lamaiser, you'll have to eat Derech HaRoy without Afrosh. So Rias Ben Abayis is Kavas Lamaiser. There are different things which Kavas Lamaiser. One of the things which Kavas Lamaiser is Bishul. So if you would, if in the case of Yayin, if they took the wine and you mixed it with Ziga, with hot water, which was a common thing, they would be only Ziga with hot water, and they would have like a hot wine. So now that's considered Kavula Meiser. If you pour that back into the vat, into the gas, all of the wine is now Nikula Meiser. What's called Bishul. So the Yerushalmi on that Mishnah discusses what's called Bishul. I ask you, like, where would the Yerushalmi discuss the Univisual? Of course, right? You know, Hilchos Meiser, where else would it discuss it? So it says that there are Chalka also with the Rishon. What? Right.
Hey, why?
No, I mean, the Yerushalmi is in Masechta Shabbos also. It's you know, same. But the main discussion is in Hilchos Meiser, but the Yerushalmi seems to apply to Shabbos also. It doesn't seem to be differentiating. Well, it's not the rice. Herchaka also passes into the Rabbana. Right. No. Yeah. Okay. But the Maaseh Mechaber clearly says it's in the Atzilut's book. So Mechaber is clearly being not accepting the Rishon. The Mechaber doesn't really discuss Yiri. It goes straight from Kibishin to Klisheni. Okay, let's see the shot first. I know the standards do the Taz first, but okay. Right, Rockers, these are the Dabur Chathila, okay? Okay, so the Shach deals first with a pragmatic issue. We're talking about the case of Isser and Heter, right? So you're mixing either an item of Heter with a liquid of Isser in a cliche, or vice versa. You have a liquid of Heter and you put an item of Isser, right? So you make l'chatchila. Don't do it l'chatchila. I mean, it needs hadacha. Even without any bleas, it still needs hadacha. So you should make l'chatchila, else you might fail to do hadacha. So the Shach, no. I feel who darbar shadarka lehadicha acharkach. So in Sadiyal, being in Sadiyal, which we didn't do yet, we mentioned already though that let's say raw meat, something which the standard practice is you always wash it before you use it, then the fact that there's no issur putting it together with something which potentially could rub onto it, could be rubbed off. Something which your derech is not to do a dacha, we do not allow you to do it, relying on you to do a dacha, because you might fail to do a dacha. But something which the derech is always do a dacha, you're allowed to mix the two together and rely on that you're going to do a dacha afterwards. So, mitzad a dacha, it's not a problem, because something which is derech al hadiyah, yos mortal anichal gabi yisr, tzaynan, kin liyel b'sim in tzari aleph. That's when. So if I want to put it on, so I want to put my raw meat next to gavino. So I'm going to do a dacha. I'm not going to worry about it. They might, some of it might be on the outside. I'll do a dacha. I want to put it next to a piece of iser. Maybe then it's mutter. I'll do a dacha. But to put in the cliche, you have a new problem of potentially there's going to be a bliya. So the chachila remark, so the shach, where the sefer called sefer, it's known as sefer Oruch Mishach. It's on the tour. The tour in the Beis Yosef and the Dark Moshe. So it's called Oruch Mishach for a reason. It's a longer version. So in the beginning of Kufay on Oruch Mishach, he has a long piece. The Shach tells you he was Marich. I believe him. So in some of your versions, you have it printed. So it's one, two, three, four, four pages of a shach. So he talks about it over there. So he says, I'm not going to bring it all over there. You can look it up over there. So you guys have homework. So I'm just going to write now very, very extremely briefly. So you see the shach definition of what extremely briefly means. So now the issue over here is, well, how do you look at a cliche? But he's going to start from how do you look at Eri Klimishan, because Eri Klimishan is, will set the stage for the status of a cliche. Klimishan is Mavashal. Klimishan, not on the Eish, will be Mavashal. Cliche is not Mavashal. What are Eri Klimishan? So we spoke about this before, obviously. Das Rishbam, Evia Tesis, Per Damchatis, Per Kira, Barosh, Aram, the Shom, and Mordechai, Begos, the Shri, Sefer Vesachomim, Sefer Truma, Derek, Klisheni, Venom of Vashal. So all these Rishonim, the Rashbam, and those who follow him, all Iri is not Mavashal at all. The Chen and Maflit, Mavliya Ke'echot, Klisheni. It's not Maflit Mavliya. It is Mavliya. It's not Maflit Mavliya, Ke'echot. Okay. That's the Rashbam. Das Reino Tam, Shaviyu Kol Hanach Paiskim, the Shom, the Irim of Vashel, Kadei Klippa, Kamei Klimishan. No, it is Mavashel today, Klippa, which is how we pass in Lamaisa. Okay. So whatever that they're arguing about by Eri Klimishan, Klishen is not going to be any better than that. Eri Klimishan has the mile, but it's still mechuber back to the Klimishan. You've taken the Klishen, means the Klishen started out as being cold, and now you put this item into the Klishen. Now it's sitting in the Klishen. So where it doesn't have a kachah bishul, it's not mechuber back to the Klimishan. It's not the Klishen, it's already mitsunim in the Klishen. So it has no kachah bishul. So at best, you'll tell me that. At worst, you can tell me that eerie cliche, that in the klisheni still has the kach of kadek people, but that's, even that's pushing it. Mashal is going to ask the klisheni the kula. He says that there's no way to understand such a sheet. So for the two rishonim which we have is the Rashbam and the Reino Tam. The Rashbam says iri is klisheni. Now what is, and the Reino Tam says iri is kadek klipa. So now let's do the math. It means the Rishpam holds it's not, doesn't even do klei klipa. Because it's like a klisheni. So that means the klisheni doesn't do klei klipa. Math, right? If this is like that, right? Logic, right? So if you tell me this is like a klisheni, in other words, you're arguing that it's mavasha klei klipa. He says, no, you're wrong. It's not mavasha klei klipa or mafan of liyakecha klei klipa, because it's like a klisheni, which is not mafan of liyakecha or mavasha klei klipa. That's clear. The klisheni is not going to be mafan of liyakecha or mavasha at all. Not even klei klipa. What about being mafan or being mavliya by itself without that? We haven't proven yet. The Shas is going to try and prove that point as well. Mugadash Rashbam. Now that's clear in Rashbam. The eerie is that is mavliya kerei klipa, but he has to answer some Gemoras which say that there's a kerei klipa happening by eerie. Says, oh, that's talking about not being mavashal, not being mavliya kerei, just being mavliya. Okay, and that's eerie klipa, which means klisheni isn't even there. So in the cheshbon of the Rashbam, if you tell me that a kli rishon is mavashal, it's mafan mavliya ke'echad, etc. Eerie kli rishon loses the mafan kli rishon, it's not mavashal, it's not mafan mavliya ke'echad, but I have a gemara clear that it's mavliya, as opposed to kli sheni, it's not even mavliya. So that's the mile of eerie kli rishon, because it's coming back to the kli rishon, it has that much of a mile, as opposed to kli sheni, it doesn't even have that. So by the time I'm finished, according to Rashbam, kli sheni is not even mavliya kerei klipa. Okay. Mamukha Dash Rashbam, the Kamakam Ira Mavliya Kane Klipa, Kaganim Ira Isa Rasek Al Heter, Oi Khala Bagabi Basar, Oyster Kane Klipa, because it went in the Kane Klipa. Eldena Mafta Mavliya Kakod. Okay, Mutta Laris Al Tana Girlis the Mulga, because any dam it takes out doesn't put it back in. So Karnad Rashbam, it'll take it out, but it won't put it back in. So by Maliga, whatever came out, stays out. I don't care. The only problem is if you take them out and put it back in, I got a problem. Now there's dam in there which Maliga can't take out. Okay, so in the Rashbam, it's clear to me that the klisheni does nothing. Now, what about the Rabbeinu Tam? So we'll leave that for tomorrow. Now, just tomorrow.